This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Saturday, February 13th, 2010. I know, I haven't podcasted for, since with a boyfriend over the weekend, last weekend, I think it was Monday. I'm not going to go to the website check. Actually, I could. It's right here. It was Monday, February 8th with a boyfriend. So, yeah, it's been a while. What have I been doing? Well, I have been off all this week because of the amazing amount of snow we got last weekend, and then on Wednesday, you saw from my snow video, we got another 10 inches of snow, well, almost a foot here, but 10 inches at Reagan National. So we have we got about 25 here, so another foot would be 37 inches, so almost 40 inches of snow sitting around, and believe me, it is sitting around everywhere because it has not gotten warm enough to melt anything. We've got big piles of snow everywhere. Friday, the federal government tried to go back to work, but the traffic was horrendous. There was a train or a metro train derailment in one of the tunnels. Just crazy, 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 crazy trying to get people back to work on Friday. Well, they should have just taken Friday off too. Anyway, I've been out all week because of the snow. So on the big snow fell on Saturday last weekend, a week ago Saturday. Was it a week ago Saturday? Yeah, it was a week ago Saturday. And that was when we had the 25 inches of snow. The boyfriend was with me. He came Friday. Well, I guess it was Friday into Saturday. And then he stayed Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then went home Tuesday before the next storm came, because his sister, her husband, and their son came in town Thursday night, so he wanted to be home to clean his house and do things like that for the arrival of his sister. Anyway, so he left on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we had another foot of snow, and then and I stayed in the house all day Wednesday, didn't go anywhere. Then on Thursday, I got out and cleaned off my car and started it up and warmed it up and everything, because it was very sunny on Thursday, but it wasn't warm. It was actually pretty cold. So the snow did not melt, but I was able to clean off my car and get it ready in case I had to go to school. But they had already announced that I wasn't going to school on Thursday or Friday, so I didn't have to go. On Thursday night, I joined Arthur and Daniel and Brother Sinatus on a podcast, Arthur's Amarin's podcast. And I believe he just posted it this morning, so you can go over there and check it out. We had a good lively discussion on politics and the state of the gays. So because I talk so much politics with them, I'm not going to talk politics on this episode, although I have some clips to play later. So that was fun. It was almost like old times with those guys. I'm hearing them, you know, talk and joining the chatter and stuff. And even though it wasn't my show, it was fun to be on the show. And I listened to the first couple of minutes of it, and I think I need to get my old microphones out, because that microphone did not sound very good at all. Anyway, so we did that Thursday night, and that was a bunch of fun. And then Thursday night, when I was not while I was podcasting, but afterwards, I broke my glasses. I think it was Thursday. I have to look back on my Twitter because I tweeted it. The temple thing, the arm thing that goes over your ears, that whole thing, it broke off the beginning of the glasses. And so they were like sitting crooked on my nose. Anytime I put my head down, they fell off my face. So I was really upset with that, because those are the only pair of glasses I have here at my house. So Friday, I was determined to get out of my house and go get new glasses. So I went to Our Eyes, and my prescription was over a year old, so it was too old. I couldn't make glasses out of my old prescription, so I had to have an exam, even though I could have gone to Kaiser and gotten it for $15. Actually, I have vision health insurance through my county, so I got a free exam and, 90%, 80% off my glasses or something like that. They gave me an allowance of $130 for the first pair of glasses, and then 50% off of the second pair of glasses. So, anyway, had the exam. My eyes have changed just slightly since my last prescription. So I had them make up two pairs of glasses, but they did not have my lenses in stock, so they had to order them. So I won't get my glasses until next week, but they were able to put my old lenses into new frames that were the same, exact same frames, so that I would have temporary glasses to wear, and I just have to give them back to them when I go pick up my glasses. And the lady said it would be like Thursday before they're ready, and that's fine. I'm not too concerned about that. Now that I have these glasses, I'm okay with that. So got the glasses done on Friday, and then today is Saturday. I wanted to get my hair cut, so I went up early and got my hair cut. I went to a different lady this time because my lady has hurt her back, and she's been out for like a week, so I couldn't get her to cut my hair, so I had a different lady cut my hair, and she cut it much shorter than I'm used to, but it still looks good. I was glad because I was getting so sick of it. It was getting so long. Gets to a point where I hate to have to deal with it because it's just so long, and I just leave it a mess. But now it's cut nice and short, and it'll last me another month or so. Now, moving on to other things. Last night was the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Vancouver. And, of course, you know by now that luger guy on the luge got killed when he came around a corner too fast and slammed his head against the wall. That was really sad. I was sad to see that. And then, of course, they kept showing that video over and over and over again. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know why they keep showing that video over again. It was really sad. But the opening ceremonies, I don't know if you watched them, and I am not a big Olympics fan. There was nothing else on to watch last night on TV, so I watched that. And that was actually a really amazing show. There were two things that I really thought were amazing. That huge light show that they had on the floor of the entire stadium, whatever. But the floor was amazing. They had they were projecting different images onto the floor, and there was at this one point where all the different tribes of people who live in northern Canada were on the ice, and then they showed like the ice breaking up and then people having to run and jump to get onto the pieces of ice. It was really cool. I really liked that. And then there was another part that I really liked, and I actually recorded the audio of it, and I'm going to play that later. But did anybody see or hear Katie Lang sing Alleluia? Oh my God, it was so good. Katie Lang, yes, she's a Canadian musician. You know her. She's a lesbian. I'm touching the computer. I hope that's not going to mess up the audio. She did such a good job with that song, and everybody in the stadium loved it, and there was a really cool light show, you know, happening at the same time she was singing. That was really cool. So I'm going to play that song later for you. So I really like the opening ceremonies. Now, there's not going to be much I'm going to watch in the Olympics, the actual competitions or whatever. Maybe the figure skating, I don't know. If there's nothing else to watch, I might tune in. But, you know, I can follow the medal count on the Washington Post, you know, things like that. So no big deal. Oh, excuse me. Now, earlier this week, Google rolled out their social media addition to Gmail called Buzz. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I got all into it. I have decided now, seeing all this Buzz stuff, I have decided to completely move to Google for everything. Google's become not my new favorite thing, but they have all these different services. Like, they have Google Voice, Google Reader, Gmail, Google now, and the Google Wave, which kind of is just out there. And then they added Buzz to the Gmail. And Buzz is like a way, it's almost like a Twitter. You can type in something and then you follow people and they see your buzz and you see their buzz and so on and so forth. Of course, Google got a bunch of criticism because when you follow someone in the buzz, they get to see who all you follow. And they think that has something to do with privacy rights because they can see your contacts and stuff. And I'm like, oh, no big deal. I'm not using Buzz for any professional stuff, so it doesn't really matter who sees it. But so I really like this whole Buzz thing. And the thing I like is I'm now using Google Chrome, because I downloaded the latest beta version of Chrome, and it's better because now they have these things called extensions. And well, at least they now have them for Mac. They probably already had them for the PC, but they have them for Mac. And I can have my Google Reader, Google Voice, Gmail, Buzz, Wave, all in these little extensions. And anytime I get new articles are posted to one of my Google Reader feeds, I can click on this little button and it shows me what they are. If I have Gmail, I can click on this and my Gmail opens up. And, it's not like I have to go to a website. Well, it is a website, but the thing is that there's this little extension that tracks all these different things. It tracks, if I click on it, it tracks my Gmail, my Google Reader, Google Voice, and Google Wave. And it tells me how many unread items are there for me, and I can just click on them and it will open up that window or whatever. And there's also a little extension that you can have Twitter on here. So it has Twitter on here. So everything, and this is really what I've been looking for a very long time, is a place, one place for everything. Like, I don't have to have a separate Twitter program open. I don't have to have a separate mail program open. I don't have to have a separate feeds program open. It's all in Google Chrome. That's what I like. So that's where I am right now. I'm using Google for everything. And Daniel helped me set up my email so that I can get all of my email going through Google. And even when you reply to, like, my archer.com email account, it doesn't end with gmail.com. There's a way to set it up so that even when you reply in Gmail, it still looks like it's going through archer.com. So, or it actually is going through archer.com. So I really like that. So I can do all of my email now on Gmail and not have to have a separate mail program open. So anyway, yeah. So I'm very impressed with the whole Google stuff lately, and I think it'll just get better and better with time. The only thing I don't like is the little Twitter extension. Now, there may be another one out there for me to use, but the Twitter extension I use is just a basic Twitter. I can look at my at messages and then the whole timeline of all the people I follow. But what you can't do is see a list of, like, the conversation. If I click on someone who sent me a message or someone who is talking to somebody else, I can't click on that and see the other message. At least I haven't figured out how to do it yet. It does do retweets much easier, which I like. So anyway, I really like this. All the stuff on Google, I'm really liking it. So check it out if you are interested at all. And if you're on Buzz, follow me. If you're on Wave, add me. Why not? Just for fun. And speaking of that brings me into the next topic of Google Voice. I have had Google Voice now for I don't even know how long. But I haven't been using it for anything. So here's what I'm going to do. Starting after this podcast is posted, my new call-in number, my voicemail line, is going to be my Google Voice number. So I'm going to change the number on the website to the Google Voice number. And I need some of you to call in to test it because I have no idea if it's working or not. And it gives you this transcript thing, and I want to see how accurate that is. So for those of you who want to call it right now while you're listening, the phone number is 260-232-2072. So if you would give it a call and leave me a Google Voice message, I would appreciate it. And then, of course, I will add those into the next Arch Radio. Now, at this point, I do have one voicemail that came into the old-fashioned voicemail line. It's from Brian in Danbury, and I appreciate you calling, Brian, because now that keeps the message or the thing working for one more month. However, since I'm going to be transitioning over now to Google Voice, the old number can die, and it doesn't really matter because Google Voice doesn't go away after 30 days. So let's listen to this message from Brian in Danbury, and then I'll come right back.
Good morning, Archer. This is Brian in Danbury. I'm actually in your neck of the woods. I'm taking 495 the beltway around the city, and saw the signs for Manassas, and that always gets me giggled. And I thought I'd call in and say hi. I'm making another trip down to visit some family down south. There's a family time to go visit. So thought I'd say hi. It's Saturday morning, about 9:15. I've been on the road for about 4 hours, and dedication and time and everything. So anyway, thanks for your show, and to keep it up. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much for the message, Brian. It's so cool that you're in my neighborhood, or at least in the area. Anytime I get your voicemail messages like that, because you've done it a couple times, I kind of like wave out the window towards the Beltway and think that you're going around the Beltway. So cool. Yeah. So I hope you have a good time visiting your, I think you said mother or family. Yeah. Have fun. So thank you, Brian. And the rest of you can call the new Google Voice number that I mentioned earlier, or you can go to the website to see it. What else? Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and the boyfriend and I actually have plans, well, with his sister and her family, to go to Grey Ghost Winery to go to their Cabernet and Chocolates event, where they you pay a certain amount of money and then you get unlimited Cabernet Sauvignon and chocolates, and it's always a very popular event. I don't know if how busy it's going to be, because they have a ton of snow packed in where they are, so we'll see. We'll see. So the boyfriend's going to pick me up tomorrow, and we'll go with his sister and her family. So yeah. Anyway, and also I'm not sure if I'll be going back to school on Monday, because I've been seeing these little articles and hearing people talk that the side streets around here still are not plowed and cars are having a hard time getting through. So that makes me wonder if buses can get through, and if they have the sidewalks, if they don't have the sidewalks clean, kids cannot walk on the sidewalk. So we'll see if I have to go to school on Monday or not. If not, I hope they announce it earlier so that I don't have to, you know, get ready early. Now, for the rest of this podcast, which is, ooh, that's going to make it long. Maybe I won't play clips. You know what? I think I'm not going to play clips, although I will play the Katie Lang song here, and then I'll be back after the Katie Lang song, but I'm not going to play clips because the clips are like 15 minutes themselves, and that will make this show way too long. Maybe I'll do a little clip show one day, maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow or Monday. We'll see, but right now, let's listen to the song of the of Katie Lang at the opening ceremony of the Olympics. So listen to this.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major left, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty, and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and cut your hair. Baby, I've been here before, seen this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. Then I saw your flag on the Marble Arch. Our love is not a victory march. It's cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. Well, it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a call.
Wasn't that song amazing? Don't you just love it? Oh, it almost brings tears to my eyes when I hear that song. I mean, other people have sang it too, but she did such a good job with it. You should go to NBC and watch the video of it too. That's really, it's really nice. It's really good. Anyway, so that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.